Welcome home, neighbors, to episode 98 of the My DVC Points podcast. Today's show is recorded live Sunday, June 14th, at our Facebook and YouTube Live Community Hall Conversation. Our normal podcast will be back soon, and we'll be launching a brand new podcast called Community Hall Live by My DVC Points, starting in July 1st. In the next few weeks, we'll be launching a brand new podcast just for these Community Hall Live shows. Today's show is brought to you by our friends over at DVCResaleMarket.com. If you're looking to buy or you're looking to sell, you can trust the industry leader. Every single member on their team is a former Disney direct employee. By doing business with them, you can get that Disney experience without having to pay that Disney price tag. DVCResaleMarket.com. Let them know you heard about them here on the My DVC Points podcast. Let's jump into today's show.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York,
New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa,
Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Bay Lake Tahoe,
Old Key West,
Louisiana,
Boardwalk,
Kalani Resort,
Hilton,
Boulder Ridge,
Papa Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
My DVC Points.
So welcome home, everybody, to My DVC Points Community Hall Live. My name is Chad, and I am the host here, and I'm kind of like the chief conversation facilitator. So tonight, we've got a pretty interesting agenda. We'll start with our countdown shares from the My DVC Points app. I'll introduce our panelists tonight. We'll have our feature conversation of Bay Lake versus Kidani. And once we get that thing rolling, we'll come back in and figure out, we'll address some of the latest news and issues that have kind of spurred up this week. So that being said and done, let me introduce and welcome back Caleb. How you doing tonight, Caleb?
Doing great tonight, Chad. Thank you.
Oh, good deal. Good deal. So Caleb, where's your home resort and how long have you been a member?
We've been a member for a little over a year now, about a year and a half. Home resorts are at Animal Kingdom, Riviera, and Saratoga.
Awesome.
Add-on Agnes hit early.
Well, it did. You know, it's either that or you figured you would just buy you couldn't figure out what you were going to buy for a home resort. So you just bought a several all at the same time.
Yeah.
It's kind of how we ended up coming in. We couldn't make one choice, so we picked multiples. So let's welcome back to the show here as well, Roxanne. How you doing today, Roxanne?
Good. How you doing?
Good deal. Now, Roxanne, where's your home resorts and how long you been a member?
All right. So we rented for a long time and then finally took the plunge with Beach Club, Copper Creek, and Old Key West Extended as about 2 weeks ago.
Awesome. And have we heard back from Rofer yet?
Yep, we are good to go, waiting for the points to show up in the account and closing happens. So I'm looking every day for those points.
At least you pass Rofer, so I can handle the time for the points because, you know, member services is tied up and shut down and all that kind of fun stuff and people are furloughed. It'll take a while.
Yeah, can't wait.
Yep, and let's welcome back Brian Flock to the show. So, hey, Brian, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Chad?
Oh, I cannot complain. So, Brian, how long have you been a member and where's your home resorts?
My family's been a member for about a year and a half now, and our home resorts are the Grand Cal and Riviera.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And now I'm going to bring in our producer, Gina. So, hey, Gina, how you doing tonight?
Good. Had to move back to the closet, unfortunately, but I'm good.
Oh, good deal. Well, the internet's stronger there, so.
Yes, I got to live in the closet.
So, Gina, how long you been a member? Where's your home resort?
So, we own it Copper Creek, and that was May of 2018. And Disneyland's my home anyway, so. Disneyland will always be my home resort, even though we don't own there yet.
Yet being the operative word, but it's
yes.
down the street from you there.
Right, exactly.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I would still buy there probably just to get a weekend away every now and then.
It'll be our network points, I think.
Got it. I'm going to go ahead and kick this off then. And I'm wondering when you guys are going home, but I've got the My DVC Points app here that I can show you. And according to the app, my countdown timer is 142 days now to welcome home. Since we were here last week, I had to do the painful process of canceling my summer plans just due to all of this COVID stuff. I told everybody my plans were so awesome this summer. If it was music, I'd be giving Beethoven a run for his money. Between Hilton Head, Vero, D DCL and a couple nights at Value at Animal Kingdom. I had the ultimate summer planned, but thanks to COVID, we're now kicking that back. And I will be going to Kidani at a Grand Villa in 142 days. So that's pretty awesome. So Gina, when are you going home next?
27 days. We'll be there for the opening of Magic Kingdom. So 27 days.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
I think this is, from what I remember, this is going to be our welcome home crew. Okay. Caleb, what's your countdown looking like?
I got 14 days to stay at Saratoga and Pauly.
Okay. 14 days split stay. Gotta love that.
Yeah. And then true DVC fashion, I also have 122, 272, and 380 days.
Spoken like a DVC member expert, okay? Roxanne, what's your countdown like? Maybe we lost Roxanne. So, Brian, or did we lose me?
No, we can hear you.
Okay. Okay, cool. Because I didn't see anybody move. So, Brian, what's your countdown like?
We're 125 days from when we're supposed to be aboard the Disney Wonder out of San Diego, but we're not having high hopes about that since they have sailed her back toward Port Canaveral through the Panama Canal. So.
Got it. And let's see if, Gina, if Roxanne comes back, let's welcome her back then.
Yes, I will be on the
Okay. Go. So next question is, well, then let's come back in and start to get into our summer resort versus series. Okay. Oh, before I do that, the MyDVC Points app is available on the App Store and Google Play. Go ahead and do that. It'll be a great point calculator, financial calculator. We do rentals. We do rack rate. We do all kinds of great comparisons in the app. You guys might want to go check that out, and it'll help you with your planning and your countdown timers as well. And then the feature story of tonight. So Bay Lake Tower versus Disney's Riviera. Okay. The first item up for bids here will be room size. Okay. And we'll talk about the rooms. So you know what? I'm going to give our Riviera guest a little bit of a home court here. So Caleb, can you take over this and tell us a little bit about the room sizes and what's going on there?
Yeah, sure. So at Riviera, I love their studio. I mean, the layout, it's got that split bath, not two full baths, but the split baths where you got a shower and then you have a bathtub shower in another section, allowing for people to get ready. You also you have to mention the Murphy bed just being so much more comfortable in your studio. Then whenever it comes to the one bedroom, is also like, it has that nice Murphy bed again, very, very spacious. And I haven't personally seen the two bedroom, so I can't really speak to it. But the Grand Villa is just outstanding. You know, taking the tour there was amazing. I don't know if I'll ever have enough points to stay there, but it was amazing.
Got it. So yeah, the Grand Villa there is just like the Grand Flows minus the media room, from what I understand. They use the exact same format there to come back in and do that. So that's what I'm looking at for that. And you cannot beat having that Murphy bed on both the studio side and the one bedroom side. So I think the key here is, like, if you get a lock off there, you can technically fit 10 people in those rooms, which is pretty dang amazing for people per point wise. Okay. So you got to love that about the room configuration there. And then let me see if Roxanne is back. So Roxanne, are you with us? So looks like she's still troubleshooting something. So, okay, then we'll just leave her as in. I will cover the Bay Lake side. Now, as awesome as the studios are over at Riviera, when you get into the studios over at Bay Lake Tower,
They are the smallest studios in DVC. Okay. So that being said and done, on the studio side, yeah, at Bay Lake, but the one bedrooms are like my favorite room ever in all of Bay Lake and all of DVC. And I've stayed at the one bedrooms at Riviera as well, because they're just massive. You've got the extra room in there. You've got the extra bathroom. And I think that extra bathroom is kind of what hits it for me. So, Brian, what's some of your thoughts on this?
For me, so we've stayed at a one bedroom at Riviera and we stayed at a one bedroom at Bay Lake. And I agree with you. There's the extra bathroom at Bay Lake. The Bay Lake kitchen configuration is also a little different, I think, than Riviera. Riviera has more of this like galley style kitchen and then the kind of bench seating area like you would see at Bay Lake Tower. Mm-hmm. But they don't have like Bay Lake Tower has that massive island in the middle of the room or in the middle of the kitchen. So
yeah,
I think Riviera used a lot of that space to do the sort of split bathroom that they have. I mean, for me, it's a toss up. I own it Riviera, so I love it. The one bedrooms are gorgeous. They're brand new, so it's hard for me not to really love them. But Bay Lake Tower definitely has a really nice one bedroom too.
Yeah. And the tower top to ceiling, like wall to wall windows there in that center room.
Yep.
Okay. And then if you're looking out over at the Magic Kingdom fireworks, Yeah. Like it just doesn't get any better. You know what I'm saying? Roxanne, what's your take on room size and room configurations between the two resorts?
I prefer the Bay Lake one bedroom. I like the center island. I'm kind of with Brian. I think it's the best layout. But I do like the bathroom. Having three kids, that extra bathroom is key over at Riviera. So, I mean, you can't go wrong with either, but I'm going to have to give it a little extra on the Bay Lake just because of the setup.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's see if there's any comments from the listeners on what they think on room size here as well. So let me just come back in. And Carol was saying true BLT, smallest studio. And then the largest are Old Key West, at least they're in Walt Disney World. Okay. I think Hilton Head has the slightly bigger ones and maybe even Polly is bigger than Old Key West. I think Polly's are pretty huge, but I know Hilton Head has the largest studios altogether as well. Okay. And then Amy says BLT studios are so small, but I love the kitchenette there. That's right. You've got a little tiny galley style kitchenette in there, and that takes up an awful lot of the room in those studios. Okay. I mean, an awful lot of the room there as well. And then Carol's with me. She loves the BLT one bedroom and that extra bathroom. It can be found at BLT, Grand Cal, and Kidani. And I think Grand Cal only has a shower, but every place else has a full tub. So you've got a full bathroom there as well. Let's take this one for a vote then real quick. So okay. Room size, we'll come back in and see how you guys are doing. And for me, because I don't do studios and I do one bedrooms, two bedrooms and grand villas for the most part with my family, I have to go Bay Lake Tower.
That's one for Bay Lake.
It's one for Bay Lake. Brian, what about you?
I'm going to go with Riviera for mine. I really like the Riviera rooms.
That's one for Riviera.
Okay. Caleb.
Well, kind of the opposite of you, Chad. We are a studio family, and so hands down, it's Riviera. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Two and for Riviera.
Yep. So, and Roxanne, are you still with us?
I am. I'm going Bay Lake only because I like that one bedroom, and I think I'm correct saying you cannot get five people in a studio over Bay Lake, right?
You cannot. You can barely fit four.
Yeah, so that's why I'm going with the one bedroom at Bay Lake.
Okay, you're going for the one bedroom Bay Lake, so
yep. That's
an even split there. Gina, are you going to be a tiebreaker?
Oh, okay. Well, I've only seen the Riviera, so I'm going to have to go with Riviera and having the extra room for studios. So Riviera wins.
Yep, you're a studio person as well.
Yes. So Riviera wins.
So survey says 1 point for Riviera on that one. Now, let's talk point charts, okay? And I got one word to say over at Riviera in terms of point charts. Ouch. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. They are like steep. They are like across the board worse than Bay Lake Tower. They're like Bay Lake on steroids for
they're
the
like
point charts.
Grand Floridian expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You are almost to that level.
Yeah.
I think that when you're just talking about studios, that Grand Flow and Poly, at least at Walt Disney World, are the only ones that are more expensive. And so Riviera is the third most expensive at Walt Disney World.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I think Bay Lake comes in right underneath that, okay? Yeah. Holy, wow, 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 wow. So other than that, in terms of point charts then, I mean, you got Standard View over at Bay Lake. And the Standard View is on par or really, really, really close to Beach Club, Boardwalk, Copper Creek, Boulder Ridge, and even the Preferred over at Saratoga. Okay. So if you can sneak into a Standard there, you're golden. Okay. You're absolutely positively golden on that one. So any other comments from the crowd here on point charts as well?
And, you know, I just add two things on point chart. One is, we didn't talk about this on room size, but Riviera opened up a whole new category of rooms, the Tower Studios, which are actually fairly light on the points. And then, your mention just now, the Standard View rooms, the Standard View Studios over at Riviera have been getting some rave reviews because you get some great views of fireworks out of the room. So, that's another thing they have going for them over there, I think.
Yeah, that you've got some partial fireworks views out of their stuff, but we've got full on fireworks views.
No, fair, right? That's fair. But not at standard. But not at standard room points. That's the thing with Bay Lake. Yeah,
right. You've got a few, right? There's a few in there that you can sneak around the head, and then if you get the lake view on the north side, you can kind of turn out and your head around the corner and get a great view of the fireworks that way as well. So, if you're in the South Tower or you're on the inside of the C shape there, and not so much on the fireworks, okay? But a large percentage of it does, right?
Yeah.
So, and speaking of which, on point charts and room, you can't even compare those Riviera Tower Studios. Like, they're more expensive than most of the studios in the network. Okay.
Yep.
So it's just like, yeah, you may have them, but you're going to spend more points for two people and have a little bit of a closet there. So,
well, you are staying in a closet in the Tower Studios.
Yeah, it's pretty tight.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, then. Let's come back in and take a look at this. So, who can interpret dog? How's the dog voting? Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's probably mine.
Oops.
So I just want to know how the dog's voting, okay? He's going to join the conversation. Somebody interpret, right?
He's voting Bay Lake.
Okay.
He likes the water. He likes the water.
One for Bay Lake? Okay.
One for Bay Lake for the dog then, right? Okay. And then Mariana is saying light on points, but the size of a closet. And I don't even think they're that light on points, to be honest with you. Okay. And Jennifer was saying we had MK and Epcot fireworks view in a standard Riviera room.
Oh, wow.
Which,
that is a good score.
That's That's great.
Yeah. Yep. So Carol was saying we were lucky enough to snag a standard view at Bay Lake Tower and it had a great view of the Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. There are some of those that are standard view that are, as you're facing the tower, they're on the right-hand side, like next to the bridge, but they're lower floors and you got to really turn your head to see the theme park, which is why they declassified them from theme park to standard. Mm. And I think that'll probably end up going on over at Riviera soon too. Once it gets out that all the preferred views are really not preferred. Okay.
Oops.
You're looking at water.
Full view.
Yep. So then, okay, in terms of point charts, let's see how everybody thinks and votes that is watching. But I am going to have to go back to Bay Lake Tower for my standard views there for just overall more effective use of points with my bathroom.
That's two for Bay Lake, counting the dog's vote.
Okay. Ryan?
Yeah, I agree. Got to go Bay Lake Tower.
That's okay. Three.
Yep. Caleb?
I think the dog's vote is because BLT's got bacon in it. So we're going to have Bay Lake Tower. Bay Lake Tower.
Got it. Got it. Got it. Got it. Okay. And Roxanne?
We're sweeping with Bay Lake Tower.
Yes. 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 And so we've got a YouTube viewer here saying that we had a standard view at Bay Lake Tower and had an awesome fireworks view. Felt like we hit the jackpots. So yes, those things do exist there. So, okay, then moving on from the next one, then we've got dining options. Okay. And somebody over there from Team Riviera want to come back in and share what your dining options are there.
I can take dining. I mean, so I think at Riviera, you've got several dining options. You've got the sort of the Topolino's Terrace on the top of the hotel, great views, dinner and breakfast. Before everything hit with COVID, it was a very good character breakfast. It was getting lots of great reviews.
Oh, it's best character breakfast, yeah, hands down.
So, yeah. You know, sit-down character breakfast, not a buffet, which was also a little non-standard there. The food was supposed to be amazing. We didn't get to do the character breakfast when we stayed, but heard great things and really wanted to do it. We did have dinner there when we stayed last time, and I would say dinner is amazing. I think it's on par with California Grill over at the Contemporary. Great views. You can go outside and see the fireworks. Food was amazing. Service was great. Italian-themed food. You've got, aside from sort of that main dining kind of restaurant on the top of the hotel, you've got, and I'm going to forget the names of them, but you've got a coffee bar down in the lobby area. It serves, you know, standard kind of pastry espresso fare. You've got the kind of takeaway quick serve option down on the bottom floor of the resort near the pool area.
I think that's Primo Piatta. Is that
Primo Piatta? Right? Yeah, yep. That's right. Primo Piatta. You got Primo Piatta down the bottom floor. They had some interesting takeaway, to be perfectly honest, with keeping with the Italian theme of the resort. They had some like antipasta platters and things like that you could take away. But that's kind of the quick serve option down there. And then the pool bar, which Chad, I think you loved because you had the fries there, if I remember. I'm trying to remember.
Oh, the fries are life-changing, right?
Yeah, it's like Bar Riva, I think is the name of it. Yes. Open air. We didn't get to try it, but it looks amazing. Chad, you could probably speak more of the food there, but those are your dining options at the resort.
Yeah, and Topolino's used to be the best breakfast out there, okay? It's got some late-breaking news this week that they took away the steak from the menu at breakfast and did not lower the price at all. And yeah, that steak was just absolutely amazing.
They took away the steak and the sausage hash.
Oh my gosh. That was amazing as well.
Yes, it was.
Wasn't there like a French toast, like a really good French toast, big stuffed French toast? I know they had something like that too. And I heard it was really good. I didn't see that.
Yeah. It's also, I'm not sure. I think the only place you can get mini waffles as well. Okay. Yeah. And if they take away the mini waffles, you might as well just burn down the place. Like it's, you know, like, come on, man. You're just like, you're gutting it on me. Okay. You're like coming back in and just taking everything out. That's just like earth shattering about the place.
Just go to Chef Mickey's. Yeah.
Yeah.
At that time.
I'm really hoping this is just a temporary change, for a few months or something. So.
Yeah, I'm hoping that they come to their senses and bring that steak back because that was just stinking amazing, okay? And I'm telling you, it was the best character breakfast on property, like 20 ways from Sunday over heads and tails over everybody else. And I'm not the only one who says that. So there was a lot of stuff there as well. And so, okay.
Yeah, and I was just going to speak on Bar Riva and Primo Piatto. Those are amazing quick services.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bar Riva has the Monte Cristo that is incredible. You also have the Riviera Burger that is delicious. And then Primo Piatto has the Croque Madame for breakfast that, I mean, I'm going to go there for breakfast. If I can find a way, that's going to be my breakfast every single morning. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Yeah. No more cooking in the room for breakfast, huh?
Yeah. So.
Okay. Roxanne, do you want to give us a little bit of a rundown of some of our options over at Bay Lake Tower in the Contemporary?
Yeah. You've got the Chef Mickey's buffet, character buffet, which is favorite when my kids were little, did a lot of those. You've got the Wave, which I would say is obviously not ultra fancy, but I think it's decent. I've had some good filet mignon over there, and I think it's priced pretty fair.
I've heard a lot of people say the Wave is a little bit of a hidden gem.
Okay. Yeah, I did really good there. I thought the steak was really good and the service was good, but I know it's been hit or miss for other people. So, and then you've got, you know, California Grill, which can't go wrong with that.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, we ate there couple times in the last 2 or 3 years, and it was just, and the one thing I can say about California Grill, we brought our daughter, she was 11 at the time, so you know, you're too old for the kids meal, you're over 10, and they try to sell you a $30 steak, and they were awesome. They're like, do you want pizza or chicken fingers? And I mean, they were just not trying to upsell us, and you know, she didn't want anything too fancy. She was 11 years old, and they were great. So I think, wow, they really catered to her. Yeah. Yep. Then you got the Contempo Cafe, right, for the quick service in the morning. Yep.
And then last but not least, how could you overlook Top of the World?
Okay. True. Yep.
Top of the World is like DVC gold. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
a rite of passage.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah. Top of the World, 7-layer cake. Okay.
Ooh. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the drinks there are really sweet. They're especially their specialty ones, like, you know, the Seven Seas Lagoon is the big fish bowl. Okay. You get three cavities drinking one of those things now.
Yeah. Some good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I think the Bay Lake Sunrise, I've had that there as well, and that was pretty good. So, yeah. Yeah. And let's not forget, you can, when you're staying at Bay Lake, it's a really short stumble home when you close out Top of the World. Okay. Whereas if you're staying anyplace else, the transportation shuts down before Top of the World. That's my biggest problem. Okay.
Uber.
Yeah.
Minivan.
Yep. So it ends up Ubering or minivan, right? And Chef Mickey's, man, to me, that's like one of, we're comparing the best character meal to like the worst, in my opinion. Okay. I just like do not care for Chef Mickey whatsoever. Like,
my kids will know.
Garden Grill, 10 times better. Yeah. Ohana's better. Like, Tusker House, better.
Yeah.
Crystal Palace, better. Like, you're talking, like I said, the best at Riviera in that. Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
So let's come back in and see if somebody else is watching has something to say as well. And Dan was saying that we weren't real impressed with Primo Piatta, unfortunately, but Topolino's was great. And Christine was saying, I love the non-alcoholic slushy drinks. So that's another great option. And then Mark Koppel was saying, at Bay Lake Tower, you have a lot of food options. And I'm still dreaming about going to California Grill Sunday brunch once everything settles down. Yeah, that brunch there is pretty legendary as well. And so Jennifer's just saying Le Petit Cafe, Primo Piatta, Bar Riva. And yeah, so that pretty much covers the food.
No, so, well, I mean, one thing you're forgetting, I mean, when you did your live last week, we kind of included Disney Springs. Do we get to include Epcot? Because, you know, you just slip over to Epcot and get all of that Epcot.
Just a monorail slip over as well. Hey, so that one's a wash.
Well, but I mean, no, we're talking about a park, you know, Bay Lake. They can claim Magic Kingdom.
And they can claim Epcot too, right? Because you still, you know, it's, you know, you take a monorail and then you transfer, just like you take a Skyliner and you transfer to get to Hollywood. So,
You know, one thing I noticed, Chad, I was looking at the new menu for the Topolino's, and I saw for dinner, because I'm going to agree with Brian, that was one of my best dinners. We went March 4th through the 8th before the shutdown this year. Topolino's, I had this bouillabaisse, and they said it was like the chef's specialty from, you know, Italy or whatever. I wanted to like lick the bowl in the middle of the restaurant. Like it was so good. I'm like, what did they put it? It's like all this things on the side and the bread and you dip it in the, oh my God, it had so much seafood and it's not on the menu. I was looking today. Huh. It's not there for the dinner menu. I'm like, where's the bouillabaisse? That's their specialty.
Yeah.
I'm hoping, like Caleb said, it's a little hiccup, but that was the thing to order there. I don't know, Brian, did you see that on the menu? Cause it was over the top.
Yeah, we saw it. I forget what the server we had steered us toward, but whatever we had that night was just so good. I mean, everything we ate there was just so good. I'm hoping it's just a supply issue that they're facing with trying to restock all the kitchens. So
yeah, and they will let you go out to the terrace to have a cocktail if it's not ultra busy. So we, after dinner, we didn't have any dessert. We went out and had another, my husband had a beer and I had another wine, and we didn't see fireworks. It was too early, but it is nice sitting up there. It's really pretty at night with the lights on. So that's a plus.
It is. I mean, you can still get up the top of the world too, right?
True. So,
at least everybody tuning into our show would have, you know, you can even get up there with a resale only card. So
yeah,
your white card will get you up there too. Yeah. So, and then Patricia was saying, I agree with you, Chad. I wasn't too impressed with Chef Mickey. And Marianne was saying, unfortunately, we haven't eaten at Riviera yet, but we love Cali Grill and Top of the World. And then Brianna, great point here as well. The gelato cart right side the pool at Riviera.
Delish.
I'm not going to say it was like over the top awesome, but it's still pretty dang good. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like ice cream. It's how bad can you mess that up? So
right.
Having it there as an option. Awesome. Right. It beats the little, whatever you call it, hamburger joints, whatever you've got out there at Bay Lake Tower between the two pool areas. Okay. We didn't even mention that place because it's just like pool food. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yep. So, and Jennifer, I'm going to help me out here. The
bouillabaisse.
Okay. Yeah. That was fantastic. Okay.
I'm with Jennifer.
So then let's take a quick vote here and let's see who wins the dining options round. Okay. And I will go ahead and lead this off. And it's just because I had the steak there that could, that alone could sway me. Okay. But I'm going to have to go with Riviera for food. Okay. I'm a Riviera food guy all the way through, even though Top of the World is there. Riviera was, Topolino's was just top for breakfast. I wouldn't waste my money on their dinner, but so. Anyways, okay, Brian, what's your thoughts? What are you voting?
I am going to go with Riviera as well. I think, actually, I counter you. I thought the dinner was amazing. It's one of the best dinners we've had on property. I will also say it is hard to beat Top of the World. It is hard to beat Top of the World.
Yeah. Caleb?
Well, I'm going to say that Cali Grill and Topolino's are probably tying. And so then everything else comes down to the quick service and everything else. And hands down, that's Riviera.
Okay. And Roxanne.
I am also going to go Riviera. And that was one of the reasons I had it booked this August to try all these fabulous places because I was so impressed with Topolino's. And I've got to add the little library next to the Bar Riva. I don't know if you guys are sitting there. You can get your you know, drink, your wine or whatever, and go sit in the library. And I thought that was really cute too. So that's another place you can have your snack or your, you know, your drink. So.
Got it.
Very impressed.
So yeah, that's a sweep for there. Okay. And now we've got resort recreation activities. Okay. And I'm going to be honest. I don't really know of anything that's super over the top over at Bay Lake Tower. Okay. I've got like nothing. Okay. Like nothing. Stayed there a couple times and nothing really stuck out because you go outside of that and the whole backside is either concrete or lake. Okay. So it was not a place I really wanted to hang out there. I did like the slide, but you know, nothing, right? Anybody got anything for Bay Lake Tower? Can we find anything great about recreation at Bay Lake Tower? Other than you got Magic Kingdom as a walk, okay?
they do have They do have the little speeder boats.
There. Yeah.
There you go. Okay. I'm glad I asked, right? Because yep. You got all the pontoon boat rentals. You got the little boat rentals you can go out on. And then I suppose you could take a boat over to Wilderness or, you know, Copper Creek or Fort Wilderness as a recreation from the resort, just to get out and do a little bit of a stroll. So anything else for Bay Lake that we're thinking of? We do have a community hall there, a full-blown community hall. Okay.
True.
It's open. Okay. Like, has regular hours and it's open. And I'm thinking resort activities. You've got the Pirates and Pal that kicks off from that resort as well. So you've got some paid activities that come back in and do that. You've got some firework cruises out there. So there's a few things. Okay.
Isn't the water pageant?
What, yeah, what about that? I was wondering that too.
That water pageant's there.
Yep. So the water pageant comes around the backside there. So, yep. Okay.
Yeah.
And okay. Well, anything else on Bay Lake, you guys? If not, then let's jump over to Riviera and I'll let one of you guys start to lead that one. So Caleb or Brian,
I'll go.
Go ahead, Caleb.
First, whenever we're. Go ahead, Brian.
the amenities I'm aware of, or the resort activities I'm aware of.
We're not talking about.
Go, Caleb, go.
Here we go. Let me just make it easy. I'll put it on solo layout.
Go, on, Caleb.
Well, we're not talking about the pool right now, correct? So
no, we'll do pool later.
Just kind of the. Okay. So just talking about what we can do over at Riviera. So they have they don't have a full blown community hall like we said, but they're using Marianne's speak, the fun people. They have lots of recreations right there out of the yard. They have the what's it called, foot snooker, which is like playing pool with soccer balls essentially, and which was what. I didn't actually get to play, but it looked like a whole lot of fun seeing them.
Oh, it looked amazing.
They have the regatta. Yeah. They have the regatta boats out there on the pool, the little RC boats. Of course, you have the
Let's talk about bocce that for
ball
a second.
Court.
That's before the pool opens for the day. They put these little remote control boats out there and kids can run boats around the pool. Okay. Or adults can too. Okay. I would have been out there playing too. But yeah, between the foot snooker, the little resort deal, and then the bocce ball. Okay. Like, come on, man. That's like, it's Riviera. That's like a classic. Okay. So what else we got there?
You also you have the chess pieces there that you can play the big giant chess that's there all the time. And then I saw they had the almost like, I can't remember what they called it, but it was like the Pinewood Derby sort of thing. That was like Formula One cars that they would have. So that was fun. All the kids trying to race their cars and things. Help me out, Brian. Anything else?
They have the shuffleboard. They have the s'mores at night around the fire. Yep. They don't have movies on the lawn, do they?
I believe they do.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Didn't know.
And then the s'mores there are even kicked up a notch, aren't they?
How? Is it?
I think they use Nutella for their s'mores.
Oh, I love that.
It's fancy.
Oh, man, I want to stay there.
Yep, so you've got the kicked up, escalated, elevated, whatever you want to call it, s'mores. And then let's not forget the Skyliner scavenger hunt, okay, is a family event that they put on there as well. And I know
Don't we have some kind of running thing too in the morning, or is it a walking trail? Is it like a jogging thing? What is that?
They have a 5K.
5K, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you can go around the lake there at Caribbean Beach, okay?
Okay.
Is kind of a running jogging trail kind of a deal. And so I don't know where you would go over at Bay Lake in the Contemporary for a job. And So we'll figure that part out and start to come in from there. I think we've pretty well covered it. I know there's also a painting class that they do over at the resort itself, and you just have to be a resort guest for that. And then if you are a DVC member, you can do painting, top of the world painting, okay, over at Bay Lake Tower in the mornings on, like, there's Tuesdays and Thursdays, something along those lines. So you've got a painting option there at the Contemporary and Bay Lake Tower as well. Okay. So that part is going and going fairly well. And let's see if the crowd has any comments here as well. Oh, Brianna was saying cornhole at Riviera as well. And then Marianne was saying DVC has Movie Under the Stars. I think that's a general wide deal.
Yeah.
And then
okay.
Marianne was saying play ping pong, video games, watch TV, participate in rainy day activities, choose from a wide variety of DVGs for in-room selections, pick up equipment for basketball, bocce ball, tennis, and shuffleboard. So it sounds like she might have just copied that off as well. She's saying that there is volleyball courts over at Bay Lake Tower. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, there's sand. I think it's the sand. I remember playing at those. Yeah. Stayed there. Yeah.
On the back side. Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then there is. Samantha was saying a splash pad for small kids at Riviera is great.
Yeah.
And then Mark brought up the boat rentals again over at Bay Lake Tower. And Jennifer comments on that as well.
Now the boats, are those the same pontoon boats you can get over at the Wilderness Lodge, or mm-hmm. that's okay. So no. It's the same. Okay. Yeah. Those are cool.
Yep.
I looked into those last time we stayed at Copper Creek, and it was pretty reasonable. I mean, it was by the hour. I couldn't believe how I was like, wow, that's a deal. I mean, it wasn't expensive. So.
Yeah. It's affordable and it's something else to do. Yeah.
Yep.
If you're not doing the parks. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, as well. Okay. And that's always a great thing there. And I think Mark he backs me up here is a little bit. He goes, I know Chad said it jokingly, but the walk to Magic Kingdom should not be underrated either. Yeah, I mean, I think that's almost a resort activity. Okay. Not only is it transportation options, but it's also resort activity as well.
Mm-hmm.
And true. Yep. And then the cute little sprite boats is what Marianne called them.
Sprite boat.
And fishing excursions as well. Oh. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we've got that as well. And so let me come back in. And I know Brian has got some camera issues that he's got going on, but I think we're ready for a vote here. And let's see. Brian, your audio should be with us as well, right? I think you're back.
Yeah, I'm still.
Nope.
Oh, maybe not. And it is a night of weird issues.
It is.
Get the kids off the internet.
Yeah, that's kind of it. So, well, let's go ahead and take a vote here then. And so in terms of resort activities and recreations, Caleb, how are you going?
Well, kind of how we were just talking about, like, what is there at Bay Lake? It all seems forgettable. So it's Riviera again for me.
Yeah. Yep. Roxanne?
I am digging the Riviera all the way. The theme here.
Yep. And I'm going with Team Riviera on this one as well. Just simply due to the creativity of the stuff that they've got going on. Okay.
The European flair, we're going to call it.
Yeah. I mean, the foot snooker. Okay. Like the bocce ball. Like,
Very European.
Very European.
The uniqueness of those activities.
Exactly.
Okay? I gotta go Riviera. I gotta give them some creativity. Hats off. Kudos for that. Brian, what was your vote on resort activities between the two?
I'm gonna go with Riviera for sure. Yeah. I also highlight I love that you have access to that running path around the lake, which not exactly a resort activity, but definitely an amenity that you can't find a really good place to just run like a mile loop like that too many places in the park.
Got it. And so I think that's pretty much a clean sweep for Riviera then, right, Gina?
Uh-huh. Yes, it is.
Okay. So, man, this is...
Riviera's winning. Just a little sneak peek. Riviera's
just a little winning. Bit of a sneak peek, right? We got them on the point charts. Right?
Yep.
But, okay. Man, it's going to be a tough resort to beat, right? Tough resort to beat.
So here comes Anonidas. Right?
This one, okay?
It's a tough one.
This is brutal.
This one's a brutal one, okay? This one is just like absolutely brutal. And I think this one's going to come down to, are you a Magic Kingdom person and an Epcot backup, or are you a stronger Epcot and stronger Hollywood person? Mm-hmm. Okay. Because the location, man, for that walk to Magic Kingdom, and let me just tell you something. If you watch that fireworks show at Magic Kingdom, and it is not so crazy getting out of there at night, and you're having to wait for like 4 buses at Saratoga or Old Key West to get back to your resort, or, you know, you've got the buses and even the boats have a little bit of a wait. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. The fastest way out of there back to a resort by far is to just walk on back to your room at Bay Lake Tower. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's so fast and so awesome. There's a lot of people that just walk to the Contemporary to get on the monorail and take it on around. Okay. Yep. So that is how uber and elite that is at Bay Lake Tower. And right now we're the only one that can walk. Polly and Grand Flow will be getting their own little bridge built soon. But right now, Bay Lake Tower is the only one that can walk. Now, on the other hand, who wants to cover what you've got for location wise over at the Riviera?
Caleb is signaling he won't. I'll go. So Riviera location, I mean, you're in the Epcot resort area, right? So I agree with you, Chad. You have to think about this in terms of where you like to spend your time at the park or at Walt Disney World. But you've got fast access to Epcot via the Skyliner. Skyliner's not walking, but it's pretty fast. I think we've got a slot on here for transportation options, so I don't want to get too far into it, but it's pretty fast. You're also right by Caribbean Beach Resort, which, you know, we haven't talked about sort of access to other resort amenities, but you do have access to Caribbean Beach Resort. And then you're close to Hollywood Studios. It's a Skyliner ride with a transfer at the Caribbean Beach station. So if you're a Hollywood Studios person, an Epcot person, if you love the Epcot festivals, I'd say it's a good resort also for Run Disney for the same reason that's in the Epcot resort area. So that's where the location is. I think it does really come down to what you like to do when you're at Disney World.
Yeah, I think that has to be underscored there. You've got the whole Epcot resort area, okay, versus the whole monorail crawl area.
Yeah.
Okay. You're talking the two best locations in Walt Disney World, okay? It's just like, this is just a hard, gut-wrenching deal, okay? Yep. Because you can get over to the boardwalk and the whole boardwalk and then the Swan and Dolphin and Beach Club. And then you can even Skyliner over to Art of Animation and Pop. Okay. Yep. If you want to pick up a Dole Whip over there. So you can Dole Whip, you can Skyliner to a Dole Whip, or you can monorail to a Dole Whip, which I'm like, that's like my number one tie-breaking vote. So I'm like torn here. Okay.
Yeah. You can also go to the food court in the morning, which is a lot cheaper over at, you know, a Pop or whatever than eating at some of these other high priced, you know.
Well, and your access to Epcot is through the International Gateway, which is also a great, that's just a great way to get into Epcot. So,
yeah, especially like Food and Wine or Flower and Garden. I think that's a good, you know, place for either one of those because those are both awesome events.
Yeah. Yep. And so
the thing I like about Riviera again is you got access to 2 parks out of 4. And you know, hey, you stay at Bay Lake, you got Magic Kingdom, but the other 3 you don't have. So 2 out of 4 is pretty good as opposed to 1 out of, you know, 4.
I wouldn't say 1 out of 4 because you've got monorail to, you got a monorail switch, okay?
True, but takes a long time.
I think yeah, the switch for the Skyliner, I know we're not talking about transportation just yet, but the switch for the monorail is so much longer than the switch for the Skyliner.
Yeah, exactly. You do have to wait for a monorail to come over, okay? Yep. And then coming back, you got to go down and around and all that craziness. Okay. Mm-hmm. Whereas when you're going to Epcot, it's just a walk across the platform. Okay. And get on there as well. So that is kind of it. And people are just going that walk to Magic Kingdom is best, monorail to Epcot. Yeah. And then Marianne was saying, even with Skyliner, there will be a wait to Riviera. No way for BLT with the walk. Okay. The walk only. You're waiting on a monorail. Okay. Mm-hmm. Don't. Yeah. So, okay, then let's come back in and take a vote here on location. And to me, this is the hardest thing we've got to vote on. So, Brian, why don't you lead us off with this one?
Look, we bought where we wanted to stay based on the fact that we're Epcot Hollywood Studios people. So we're going with Riviera, but Riviera. It's based on wanting to be there.
Yeah.
Got it. Roxanne?
Two favorite parks are same thing as Brian. I'm going to go Epcot and Hollywood. Those are my two favorites. Riviera all the way.
And then Kayla's about ready to throw a grenade at us here.
It's Riviera for me.
Yep. So I'm going to be the sole vote here, man. I've got to go with the Magic Kingdom Resort area in Bay Lake Tower. Okay. The walk is just phenomenal. Magic Kingdom is the park that put it all on the map. So without Magic Kingdom, you've got no Disney World. Okay. It is just that simple. And yeah, so I have to go true to that one. And the fact that it's a short stumble home from Top of the World, which is one of my favorite things to do at least every single trip. So that's why I'm going with that one. Okay. Let's come back in and hit the next one. And this ties right into this is transportation options. So we've kind of hit this a little bit. You can walk to Magic Kingdom. You can monorail to Magic Kingdom. You can come back in and monorail with a switch to Epcot. You can come back in and take a boat over to Hoop-Dee-Doo. You can take a boat to Copper Creek. Okay. You can monorail or whatever and take a boat to Poly and Grand Flow. You can get all the way around that Magic Kingdom resort area there because it's all interconnected and tied. That's your options at Bay Lake Tower. And let's see. Roxanne, do you want to cover transportation at Riviera? You're voting that way all the time. Gina, I thought you were supposed to recruit me a Team BLT here.
She loved BLT.
I really do. I was this close to buying resale there, but I went with Old Key West Extended. Oh, boy. Split stay, right? So, yeah. So, obviously, the Skyliner. You know, I got to say, I'm pretty impressed with the Skyliner. I'm afraid of heights, so I didn't think I was going to like it, but it's so fast. I mean, there's really no wait. Every time I've ever taken the Skyliner, it hasn't broken down and I'm right on. I mean, it's literally, and it's just the colors and the theme and, oh, what color are we going to get? And who's going to be on the outside? And the kids love that, you know? So that Skyliner is like a huge win. I love it.
Not to mention it's COVID friendly as well. Cause you're in your own family. Right.
Yeah. And wheelchair and stroller friendly. Right.
Yeah, so is the monorail, though. Those are wheelchairs. Yeah. You know, they have to put down the little metal plate for you to ramp up in a wheelchair. But
true. Okay. And then you're basically taking the bus, right? So you've got the bus to Magic Kingdom, bus to Disney Springs. You take the bus to, you know, Animal Kingdom. So I guess that's an option. Some people don't love the bus, but it's always there.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, it seemed like that bus stop at Riviera was a hoof and a half. Okay.
Now, do they share the bus with any other resorts, Riviera, or you get your own dedicated? You share it with Oh, good. Okay, that's good. I like that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you've got 350 some odd rooms there. So
yeah.
There's quite a bit of people there as well.
What's your other options there? I mean.
Yeah, it's just bus, boat, monorail, Skyliner. Okay. And walking, right?
Yeah, walking. Can you walk
You can walk to Caribbean Beach.
Yeah, that's true. You can't walk to Hollywood Studios, all right?
No, it's just too far.
Yeah. No.
And you got to cross a street. So
remind me on the boat. Where do you take the boat to from Riviera?
There is none.
There is no boat. Okay. So you really only have two options. You got a Skyliner and a bus.
Well,
Unless you take a Skyliner to Hollywood or Epcot and then take a boat. Okay.
Okay. That's true.
Yeah. And especially the Epcot line. The exit is right there where the Friendship boat loads.
Oh, okay. That's true. Yeah. Okay.
So you're not completely boatless there, but you'd have to just want to go on a boat ride.
Yeah. I hear you.
But I mean, that would be on a non-park day, that'd be something kind of fun to do. You know, Skyliner over to the boardwalk area, walk around that, and then hop a boat at boardwalk area, and then go take it back over to Hollywood, and then Skyliner back around. That'd be a fun non-park day, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Okay. So anything else here on transportation options that we need to cover?
Well, I was just going to say that I have exited out of Epcot at the end of fireworks, and there were tons of people waiting for that Skyliner. And I was worried. I was like, oh my goodness, this is going to take forever. And within 20 minutes, I mean, it was gone and we were getting on. And then I've done not after fireworks, but just trying to get on the monorail at night. And I've waited 40 minutes or so just trying to get over to Polly or something. And it wasn't even at peak times. So I know that if you're leaving Magic Kingdom, you're walking, but if you're trying to get to another resort or something using that monorail, you can wait a long time from Bay Lake.
At
the contemporary
fireworks time. Yeah. Because a monorail could come up and it could be full. Okay. I mean, if you're trying to go from Bay Lake Tower at fireworks time over to Polly or Grand Flow,
forget it.
Like, you better hope some people are getting off at Bay Lake Tower in the contemporary so that you've got some room on that monorail. And then even then it's full of, you know, sweaty, stinky tourist smell. Okay. Because those people in the park are pretty ripe by the time, and they're packed in there, right?
I'll also say on the buses that all of the Riviera buses are dedicated buses, and I know that sometimes that Bay Lake Tower and the Contemporary will share with Wilderness Lodge.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It wouldn't shock me if sooner or later after they're done selling that they don't go to some kind of Caribbean beach sharing. So I think the handwriting's just on the wall for that one. But while they're selling it new, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. And so Mark was saying that he has power again and he's back to defend his BLT. So Mark, lay something on us profound about transportation at Bay Lake Tower, buddy. And We'll keep looking for that one. And let's see. Tina was just saying again, that walk to Magic Kingdom is the best. And yep. And then Marianne says, I agree with Tina. And then Carol is just, you know, team BLT, right? And then Tina is, I'm BLT all the way. Boardwalk is a better location than Riviera if you want to go to Epcot. And I would agree with that as well. That I think Beach Club is the ultimate location there. Which, that's why I own Beach Club. Okay.
Me too.
Yeah. So let's come back in and do a vote here. And let's just come back in and see how you guys, overall transportation, how you guys are ranking it. And Caleb, we'll let you start off.
Move over monorail.
Yep.
Riviera all the way.
Yep. So, Roxanne?
All right. I am going to switch sides here and go back to Bay Lake only because I think I like what you were saying about the pub crawl. I totally forgot about the pub crawl, and I've done that, and it's really fun on the monorail. So, I'm going to say, and I like the fact that, all right, I never do it, but I like the fact that I could go to Epcot on that monorail. I think I'm going to do that next time because I never think about that. So, yeah, I'm going to try that.
Yeah. Okay, Brian?
Yeah, just based on sheer number, I've got to give it to Bay Lake Tower. Yeah. Yeah, I think the quality of the Skyliner is there, but it's just there's not enough options.
Yep, not enough places, not enough there. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm with you, Caleb. I say move over monorail. There's another king of transportation in town. But when we start talking, I was about ready to go Riviera, and then you threw that monorail pub crawl at me, and it's all Bay Lake from here, right? So all Bay Lake, just for that. Yeah. I have to. And then that stumble home from Top of the World, That's my favorite thing to do every trip. So yeah, gotta go with that as well. And Tina was saying here that they usually leave the last two sections of the monorail closed at Magic Kingdom. So there is room at the Contemporary. Got it. For you to come back in and get on at times. So, okay. I haven't seen that yet, but I'll take your word on it. Now we've got an interesting one, because now we've got to talk about pools. And I'll kick off the Bay Lake discussion here. You've got a Mickey-shaped pool, and you've got a very contemporary slide with a little tiny children's slide on it. They're at the Bay Lake Tower. And then you've got the old Contemporary pool back on that other side as well, with some sprays, some fountains. You've got some pretty good options, and you've got a second resort slide there as well. So it's one of the few resorts that you've got two feature pools and two slides on. So that's not to be taken lightly, okay? Not to be taken lightly at all. And let's come back in and who wants to summarize up the Riviera pool?
Well, the Riviera pool, we have the quiet pool, and it's you're just your standard pool. It's got a nice hot tub there, and it has hedges all around it, so it really makes you feel secluded, you can look up and you just, it feels like you're right there in the Italian Riviera, with all the lights twinkling at you. Then you have the feature pool, and it is a zero entry pool, and it has an amazing water slide that it has you twist around, and then it turns you the other way and spits you out pretty fast. And then one of my favorite parts is the Sivu Play splash pad area. It's got heated water, which was amazing in January, that I was actually enjoying being in that water more than the regular pool, because it was warmer. It was significantly warmer. And the kids are just running all over the place and having a great time. It's squirting at you and you never know where it's coming at. And they have two slides in that Sivu Play area. And I've personally been down them both, and they're both actually pretty fast. They can surprise you.
I was going to say, there's an age thing on there. Like, I think you like snuck in there, Caleb.
I was with my son.
Well, you had to accompany him. That's right.
Yeah. He was,
it's
he
your
was,
story and you're sticking to
15,
it.
He was 15 months old. Okay. I can't just let him run.
Got it. Okay. So guys, any other thoughts about pools here?
The only thing I just, on the Riviera side, I'd add that quiet pool has some nice like cabana almost type spaces. They're not like, you can't reserve them, but I thought that was a nice little touch that they added there. The water slide at the Riviera pool is nice, but the downside to it is it ends in a 4-foot pool. So if you were an adult going down that water slide, you are going to hit bottom when you get to the end of that slide.
It's a fast slide.
It
is one of the better slides in DVC. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I would say that children's splash area is the best children's splash area in all of DVC, because it's heated. Okay. Mm-hmm. It is heated. You can go in January and have a great time in the pool. We did this last January and absolutely positively loved it. It's got colored lights in there. It's beautiful at night. And can't say enough great things about that kids' play area and the slide. Other than that, Brian, I think I'm with you. The little 4-foot deep pool, nothing to write home about. It's a pool, but in terms of pools and kids, it's just add water and they're happy. So, yeah. Roxanne, any thoughts here?
No, I love that Sivu Play. I think when you have little kids, that they hit a home run with that little splash area. I think that place is awesome. I was underwhelmed with the pools over at the Contemporary Bay Lake Tower. I don't know. They look kind of cold to me, but I do like the water slides, and I will pay extra to stay in a deluxe just to get a water slide. And that's one of the things my kids love the most, is those water slides. So I guess you've got, you know, something at both places. Just what do you like more, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The Sivu Play area, it's not exactly a, you know, with the pool, but at night, it's all lit up and it's picturesque.
But heated pools, I mean, at Riviera, I mean, that's whew.
The heated the splash areas, because I think they're all the pools are heated at Walt Disney
are they
World.
Okay, because I
the splash area being heated, that one was something that was of interest to me. And then I did go back in and check it, and the Copper Creek one is heated as well.
Okay.
And I did ask the staff there as well, and they're like, yeah, it is. It's not all that hot, but it is somewhat heated. But it was noticeable in January when we were doing that one as well.
Good to know.
And so Mark comes back in and he goes, sorry, but the Scary Clown at Boardwalk is better. Not a voting factor, but I like it. So, okay. We were waiting on Mark to come up with something profound now that he's got his mattering back. Okay.
That's great.
So let's come back in and do a vote here on pools. Okay. I'll lead this one off, and this one was tough, but I have to give it to the play area and the really cool slide. The thing I liked at the slide at Riviera was it's you come off the slide and there's a drop. Okay. You're not just coming off it like right at the water level. You like come in and do that. And I was getting like people clapping for my splash. Yeah. So, I mean, I haven't had anybody clap for my slide splashes before, so I got to give that one to Riviera. Caleb?
Well, the if you've ever been at any splash area with a kid, it can be extremely cold. And so that the splash play area at Riviera puts it over the top for me. So, Riviera.
Got it. Roxanne?
I am going to say that the Riviera splash is very impressive. So I'm going with that. Other than Alani, which I got to say, the splash is much better there, but we're going Riviera for this one.
Brian?
Yeah, the splash area and the slide for me at Riviera.
Got it. Clean sweep. Clean sweep. I thought we were supposed to be getting some Team BLT here. Okay. like even in the crowd, like, where's Team BLT? I know Mark's Team BLT out there, but come on, guys, show us some love, okay?
I think Marianne, too.
Yeah, Marianne as well. Okay. And then, so, oh, yeah, we'll run that little ticker there. Team Bay Lake, Team This. And so coming back into it and going, now we've covered the stay, all the different stay areas. Gina, was there one more that we had to cover here?
No, pools was it.
Okay, pools was it then. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to come back in and talk about ownership, okay? And just do a team based on ownership, because you can 7 months into either one of these resorts, relatively acceptable. It's not that hard at 7 months to get either one of them. I don't think the owners just completely sell it out other than holiday periods and super peak times. So which of these would you guys own? And I already know where some of the votes are just based on where you guys own. Okay. So what do you think some of the benefits are that we haven't covered for owning at these resorts? Okay.
I think the obvious is 5 people in a studio and 5 people in a 1-bedroom. And for that, I do like Riviera. When you have 3 kids, you know, it's hard to find those rooms for 5, I'll be honest.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Yeah. Got it. And I mean, Caleb, you're a Riviera owner, so that one's pretty clear. And then Brian as well, Riviera owner. Okay. And you guys had a choice between that. Now, I bought some Bay Lake points. I love my Bay Lake points. It rents exceptionally well. It's got incredibly cheap dues as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, and if you talk about renting, the lower your dues, okay, and the lower cost per point makes more profit in renting and more money for you to cover other vacation activities if you have to rent out those points. So we know it has a tried and true track record with rentals. Riviera is probably a little bit on the demand right now because it's so new, but we saw, you know, Copper Creek had a little bit when it was new too, and now it's like next to nothing.
Yeah.
So from that perspective, I'm still Team Bay Lake. And then the fact that I can resell this and my owners can come back in and stay anywhere, I'm Bay Lake all the way for where I would own. Okay. That one was the big deciding factor as well. So anybody got any other thoughts here on where would you own?
Just whether you want the 50-year contract or not. Like, I think that's the other thing about, I mean, Riviera is the newest resort in the portfolio. And so you're getting a full 50-year contract out of that the resale just won't get you. So that was a consideration for us.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
If I could go back in time and buy Bay Lake before the restrictions came in, that would definitely be where I would own, because lower dues and then be able to 7 month in to Riviera if I wanted to.
Yeah. Yep. 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 There is something to be said for being able to go to Riviera and the new resorts.
True. I feel like it's going to be, I mean, I've tried a couple times now to book at the 7 month Riviera and it's always there. I mean, I don't know if that's going to be, but I'm, you know, I'm on the fence. I was all set to buy there, and you and I talked about this before I bought Copper Creek as my to get my blue card. I'm scared about the resale restrictions, and I'm scared about the point charts. But I was all set because I really do like Riviera. So my strategy is going to be a wait and see what these resales are doing, how much they're selling for, and wait and see how easy I can get Riviera at 7 months. That's where I'm going with that one.
That's good.
Yeah, because Riviera could be the darling gem of resale if you like the resort and want to stay there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we don't know what's going to happen at the like 5, 6, 7 year mark when 50% of these owners are wanting out by year 8. Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. So the market could get flooded. It could be pretty reasonable and become a darling gem of resale at that point in time. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind owning some resale points there as well if I got them cheap enough. Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll start to see. So, and then, and coming into some of Carol makes this comment. She loves watching the pool from the rooms at Bay Lake too. So you can from the tower. That is kind of fun. Grant says he hadn't stayed at either, so it's hard to compare, but he's excited to try both now after watching this show. And Marianne just says point charts, dues. Mm-hmm. Tina saying dues at BLT. And Carol saying BLT, extra bathroom in the one bedroom, cheap dues compared to some of my other home resorts. Absolutely. Those standard view rooms are affordable and accessible for owners. Okay. They will sell out at 7 months. And Mark Koppel saying BLT for the price, the resale, and the location, not to mention top of the world. And Christine was saying the lowest dues right now. I think Grand Flow might have them beat by a couple of pennies. But I think that's going to change once we get to the 14-year hard refurb coming up at Bay Lake Tower. Yeah. We're probably like 2 years away from that happening. And when that happens, then I think we're going to start to see the dues change, right? And Mark was just saying, by the way, I prefer my Copper Creek over Hall. And Marianne is cheap. Very, very cheap. Aww. So we know how she's going there as well. So I'm going to stick with my Bay Lake points because I love them and I would rebuy them today, even if I had to buy them with the resale restrictions, for the simple fact of dues, locations, rentability, that kind of deal. So Caleb, you still sticking with Riviera?
Well, it comes back to what Brian said about that 50-year contract. So, yeah, I'm Riviera.
Got it.
I want the longer contract.
And then Roxanne?
I think if money's no object and I'm not worried about point charts and I have all the money in the world, I am going to do Riviera only because, like I said, five, you know, in a studio or five in a one-bedroom, and I'm an Epcot, you know, Hollywood Studios girl. Those are my two favorite.
Brian, still sticking with your Riviera?
Sticking with the Riviera points. Yep.
Oh, good deal. Good deal. So that pretty much wraps up our resort review series. What's coming up next?
So next week we're dark for Father's Day, but the following week we're going to do Polly versus Grand Flow.
Got it. So the transportation options should be pretty equal on that monorail resort. And we'll be shooting it out between those two resorts, Polly and Grand Flow, 2 weeks from tonight. So that pretty much wraps up this episode, or this part of the episode. We did have a couple of news, and I know we're going late, so we'll just cover the news really quick here. And so biggest item in the news that I think this week is woohoo, yeah. Disneyland Resort in Anaheim submits plans to open July 17th. And that is some awesome news there. And then, Gina, because you're local, why don't you give us a rundown on Disneyland Tower?
All right. So we are still good to go. They started demolishing the fitness center that's out there and some coffee shop area. So hopefully they're clearing out to build the tower. And the residents still need to vote because it does look like it looks into their backyards. So they have to vote. And if they say, okay, we will get green lighted.
Okay. So it sounds like the city of Anaheim is on board with it. So that's a huge plus.
Yeah.
And some construction stuff going on there as well. So that's some really great news. And then over at dvcnews.com, they had some interesting articles that popped up today. And I think the lead article here is that we could be seeing the plug pulled on the reflections. I don't know what you guys think about that.
I mean, it's kind of sad. I think any time you have more options at Walt Disney World, the more to choose from at 7 months, you know, kind of sad if it doesn't happen, because it's always good to have another choice.
It's good to have another choice, but there was nothing about this resort that really just had me excited. And to me, it was the art that I saw was like reflections, a lakeside lodge, and retirement home. Okay.
A lot of people
think it's another wilderness lodge. Like, yeah, what's the difference? We already have one.
Yeah. And I realized it's sandwiched between two wildernesses. Okay. So you kind of got to keep somewhat of that theme going because it's like visible and connected to both of them. But to me, it was just like, bring something better to the table.
Okay. Yeah, the only thing that I was even excited about was the restaurant that was supposed to be Cajun influence.
Yeah. Got it. And to be honest with you, I was looking forward to another resort with a lazy river because it looked like we had that there. And it looks like they were going to do some kind of like A-framed cottages as well, which would have been a nice little addition to the DVC portfolio if they built a limited amount of them and make them hard to get. Okay. I think that would have been really, really great, but none of these big point hog things that we've got out there between the bungalows and the Copper Creek cabins. Mm-hmm. So a lot of points out there for that. So that one was coming back in. And then I think we already covered a little bit of the other news article this week that some menu changes are happening over at Riviera. Over there at Topolino's, and no more steak on the breakfast menu. So that's not a really good thing, in my opinion, because I think that steak and that breakfast was phenomenal. Any other thoughts on news? Anything else we need to cover this week?
I think it was. That was the big.
Those were the big ones. Yeah.
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 I think cast members came back this week, so that's kind of
good news.
Yeah, that's really good news to start seeing the cast members come back and that kind of a deal. And it sounds like Caleb and Gina, you guys are going to be there for Magic Kingdom opening, or are you going?
July 27 days. I'll be there for the opening of there. Magic Kingdom, and then I get home and I'll be there for the opening of Disneyland.
Yep, you know, we're just doing a resort only. So.
Okay. Oh, nice. That's going to be nice and relaxing. You know what I had heard this week on that Welcome Home podcast? I was listening to those guys, and they were saying in Epcot there's not going to be, because obviously you can't come from other countries, there's not going to be the authentic workers, you know, that I'm just thinking like Rose and Crown Pub. Like, I love the fact that the bartenders have that English accent. And like, they're going to just, what are they going to do? Just have like local people working in all the Epcot restaurants and stuff for the first 6 months? It's not going to be as authentic.
No,
it's not. And it could be longer than 6 months as well. So
it'd be weird.
So that is.
The new show is going to be Harmony USA. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be all about the US.
Be different.
Yep. And then some comments going out here is Marianne was saying, no rehab resort.
Rehab resort.
And then poor Christine is still needing tickets, tickets.
Oh.
And so Marianne saying, can you buy tickets? And not yet. We hope so soon.
But they did everyone get their pass holder email? Like, we haven't forgot about you. Thank you for being so patient. And I'm like, oh boy, here we go.
Yep.
What does that mean?
Yeah, as well. And then Janice was saying that there was also some union factors in some of these staffing decisions as well, which makes sense as well.
Yeah.
Got it.
So Okay. Well, I think that about wraps it up, everybody. And I want to say thanks for tuning in. We'll be back 2 weeks from tonight. Hopefully everybody has a happy Father's Day. And we will be playing Mouse Quiz on Wednesday night and Friday night. And Friday night is a Mouse Quiz tribute to Disney Dads. And then, Gina, if I'm remembering correctly, Wednesday night Mouse Quiz is all about the villains.
It is. You're correct.
Got it. So we're going from villains to dads this week in Mouse Quiz. Mm-hmm. So join us there. We play trivia. We have a great time there. And thanks for tuning in, everybody. I'm going to go ahead and roll our credits and give a shout out and another thank you to our sponsors, DVC Rental Store, DVC Resale Market, Incredible Vacation Homes, and Monera Financial. Thank you guys so much for supporting us, and thank you for the sponsors as well and the Patreons. So that being said and done, let me roll that clip, and you guys have a great night.
Night.
Good night, everybody.
See you next time.